Let's start over here with Gemara and Tainus. Okay. Damar Bianai. La'olam al yamad adam makam sakana v'yama oisin li nes. Shema ein oisin la nes. First of all, maybe they won't do it. The person shouldn't stand thinking, you know, in a dangerous place. Maybe they won't do it. V'imtim tzalama oisin la nes. Menakan lo mischuyosuf. They'll take off, well, detract from mischuyos. Amar avchana, my crowd, this week's parasha, k'siv. Katantim kol chasadim mikol amas. Now, as I was diminished, I became small. All the chasadim. Now, as the banishim does chasadim, it takes off our schusim. So, Mamela, Gemara says that a person shouldn't put himself in a situation where he might need a nes. Later on, the Gemara, four blot later, laza ish birsa, right? Could be the same. Some say it's laza ish batusa, the same one. It's a shayla for tana namayra. Kana v'chazal gabet staka v'toshmeil. When the gabet staka used to see him, they used to run away from him. Why? The kol ma'id havi gabet yoivla, because he used to give him everything. It's pretty erlich of gabet staka, right? They used to run away from him because they knew he gave away all his money. Achreinim taka talk about how he's allowed to do it. Ilabi mevazuz yaisim achayim eshek. But whatever, that's the ma'aser. Blazber tusi used to give away all his money at staka. Yumachad avisalk leuchel mizbed nedunya barte. He was going to the shuk to buy a nedunya for his daughter. A dowry for his daughter. He was making a chazyu gabet tzaka saw him. Toshimene, he ran away from him. He saw them. Azul v'rayt basrayi, ran after them. Amalu ishbatichu. I'm making swear. My sikta, what are you Isaac with? What are you collecting for? I see you're collecting money. Amalei b'yasam v'yasayma. Yasam and yasayma. Amalein avayda made a shvua. Shem koidmin labiti, and before my daughter. Shakel called the heavy badei v'yavles. He took all the money he had. And he gave poshle, and he left by himself chadzuz, one zuz, zavin, right? You could get a half a gedi, I guess, with that, right? Poshle chadzuz, the zavin lechit. He bought some chitim, va'asik v'shadya bekalba. I think Rashi says it's an oitzer. Put into a silo or oitzer. I think Rashi says oitzer shochitim. So he said asid. The bishop's wife came a little barter. My I said, what did your father just bring? I'm like, the icy bakalva. Whatever he brought in bakalva, should he say? He threw it into the itza. Also, the miftach, she wanted to open up the above of the klava, the door of this itza, of this whatever barn, whatever silo. Chaza kalva de malach. She saw the whole place was full of chitim, right? The place was full of chitim. Kanafka b'tzinayra de dasha, and it was like on the threshold of the. Of where the hinges are. He couldn't open it because there was so much. He couldn't even open the door. Also, Barta Bay Medrash Amalei. So she went to Beis Medrash to look for him. Amalei. Borei Maasacha Avecha. Take a look what the one who loves you did. Rashi says, Avecha, Akarish Baruch. Amalei, avoid Arehen Hekdesh Aleicha. He says, I'm answering it to you. He says, it belongs to Aniyim. By the way, it's Allah Shukhanach. If a person says nowadays, this is mukdash, since there's no hekdash nowadays, we assume he meant tzedakah. And the goyim brings, this gemara is a makkah for that halacha. Ve'en lecha ben alekechad ma'ani Yisrael. All you get is, you're an ani, all you get is whatever money le'ani Yisrael. And the poskim go into how, that he meant, we said, he didn't mean everything's hekdash, he meant everything except what I'm giving to her, or he has the right to give her to. So Rashi says over there, alekechad ma'ani Yisrael, mishum de ma'isinissim hu. Because ma'isinissim, V'asal adam lahanois me'maisonism. Person not have enough of maisonism. K'da amal el maison lo neis menakin lo mischuyusuf. You take away from mischuyus. Stated in the Gemara, asal adam Rashi's lashon asal adam lahanois me'maisonism. So there's a lot of kashas. Achreinim asking. We'll go through the kashas before we say chalukim. But that's the kasha. Just want to just share over a beautiful vart in Oitz Mefarshe Talmud on Yerideya. Sorry, on Bamitzi, on Ezu Nesher. So Bienesin has talk over there, Akadamba, and he says, ties it together with Ribbis, but he says from the Rashiva that the Pshat is, in these type of Maisinism, we know that, like the Taz says, which is a Ramban, that in order to have these type of Nisim, you first have to start off something. You have to have a little oil, like the Navi Elisha went ahead with Amon, and he made a lot of oil. You have to start off with something a little. He says that the pshat is that that's the way the world was created. The world was created by varach oisamlekim. The Baruch Hu made a bracha, just and the pshat is anything you have is multiplies. It goes ahead and it's nispash, it expands, it becomes bigger and bigger. This is a bracha, like a seed. You put a seed in the ground. All of a sudden, a few years later, it becomes a whole tree we don't allow fruit. Except since there's a chait, the chait doesn't allow, that's koitz v'dar dar tatzmiach, that after the chait, that when you plant, you see the same things don't happen. But otherwise, everything should be v'koyach bracha. He says the navis or the whatever, the person of Madrega, the standard Samaira, is able to take off that klala of Adam Rishon and memela the bracha is there. It's not necessarily what we call that type of nes. But Rashi says it's called Maisanissim. Interesting, the Chafetz Chaim in one place, I remember, says that there's such a thing as teva, and then there's bracha, which is like tzivisachem bracha, legabishvias, where something is nispashit more than it is. But I guess since it was clear over here, it came with a little and became a lot, that we call a maisanism, all right? So let's take a look at another Gemara. What the first kasha is the Gemara in Shabbos. It has to do Chanukah. My Chanukah, the Tanur Bonin, b'chofei kisav yoyim ed Chanukah t'manya inun, d'lo misbe duhun v'lo l'sanu buhun. Kshenichnesu yevonim leheichel, timu kol hashmonim shebeheichel, kshegover malchus beis cheshmeh v'natzum, batku v'lamatzu al pach echad sheshem, shoyim munach b'choysam shekoyen godl, v'ayla boy ela lahadlik yoyim echad, nasu boy neis v'edliku memeno shmoyne yomim. L'shon acheres kavom v'asom yomim toivim b'hal v'edot. So that's that, everybody knows that's a nes, but it's a gemara, right? So why isn't that called being nana for my sinism?
Rabim as opposed to
Yachid. Why do you say that? All right. Well, what? And therefore what? Yeah, I understand. But who? Nisim means a bus was Masriya, a Zvuv was an Imtzah. Okay, whatever. But I'm saying, why isn't it called being Nen? I'm sorry to bother. I forgot. That was some of a rush. In the, I think it's a corner here, but Svarman Shulchan Aruch, the Tfuas Shor, if you know, on your day.
As far as it is, that why can't we use
Maisanism?
Maisanism, because it's going to use a Bas Chosin. But the Tzibra is different, because we're not worried about the Tzibra using up their Chosin.
Okay, good. I'm not arguing. It's probably true. Let's just see other Gemaras. So, first of all, they ask like this. You'll tell me, okay, maybe mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu, which I'm not sure if that's really. I mean, achrayim meis this kasha. Thank you. Achrayim meis this kasha. And someone attained mitzvah slav lehenis. I'm not sure if that's the same thing. What Gavriel said, the ikar is because menachin los chuyosov. Rishayim tak asked, what do you mean mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu? Ailam aisi gets schar and ailam haza, schar and ailam haba. Right? So they say, but that's not a direct hana. The Isser Anah is to get a direct Anah. Something that you do, you don't get an Anah, just you'll get later in Olam Haba, but that's not called what Torah asks an Anah. But over here, like Avril said, if it's Menachem Lo Yizchu Yosef, that's why Nala do it. Lamaik says the Menachem Yizchu Yosef. That means you're going to get a smaller piece of Lev Yosin if you eat fish in this world, right? If you eat sushi in this world, you get less Lev Yosin, right? Rav Chaim Volozhin says, in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin, he says he's not worried about the chicken that he eats in this world. He says the time is... He says he doesn't think he'll get such a Gehenna for. He says the COVID. He says that'll get the COVID. That's already a Ruchnias de Kazakh. That you get maybe in the next world. They take it away from you. Okay, but that's one kasha. The Gemara Darshins from Paskin Yechesko talks about the Kabbonis. So one of the things it needs is it describes the Kabbonis, Memashki Yisrael, Minamutu Yisrael. It has to be, I know, it's something that's Mutta. Mekan Amru, Eimavin, Esochanam, and Etevel. So besides the problem of Isser, is also a problem that something that's not allowed to be eaten, that you're not allowed to partake from, like Tevel, you can't bring the Sochem, right? The Gemara says over there that if something's, the Gemara asks, what do you need a Pasuk to tell me a treif is not good for a carbon? It's not Mashki Yisrael. So Gemara's Mechal between a treifer that's born a treifer that became a treifer, but upon him, there's a din of Mashki Yisrael. If you have something that's mukta, behemoth that's mukta. It wasn't that the behemoth came in from the wild, and now you want to bring it to a carbon. It is intrinsically asa. Of course, she's suing for garam loy. It's not the thing itself, it's also Shabbos makes it asa. Or it's a din in the, sort of saying, in the gavra, not in the cheftan. Shabbos. You can't use something that's mukta. It's not intrinsically asa. So Gemara says, "V'armit isa mukta deraisa." Mali, it's a goof of Mali, it's a dava acha. Doesn't matter. Okay. Now let's see this Gemara. By Reb Zeira, number 8. Chitin shiyardu ba'avim. Chitin that came down with clouds. Mahu. So Gemara says, l'mayim l'nach is my law. Who cares? El l'shtei lechem. My, since it says, m'moshri seichem, amar chmona, you have to bring the shtei lechem from Eretz Yisrael. Lafuk l'chutz aretz loy, avul da'avim shaper dami. Maybe bringing from the clouds is fine. Odil m'meshri seichem davka, fil da'avim nami loy. That's to be davka. Means m'meshri seichem means lafuk l'chutz aretz, or means davka aretz loy. So this is in between. Umi ikka ki ay gavner, since when do you have such a zach? So he says, in, the Adi, the Adi, I don't know, whose name of a Thai, of an Arab, Nechisalei, Rum Kizba Chita Bet Lassa Parasa. It rained down on him, for some reason, a whole mount of Kizba, 3 parases, 12 mil. Let's take in the Gemara. So, Tosis argues on Rapir Shrekunshis, 9-9. Sheshosu Bokainis, they were in the ocean. Ubalai Sfira, Mleya Chitim. The clouds came down and they took up a whole bunch of chitin. Just because they went into the clouds. And the Tzitz says, the Metzis could be Metzis. Kol Moshe Metzeichem, Yinim B'nei Veleka. Yim Eretz Yisrael, V'chi Nesar Na Adei Kach, El Anirali Dal Yedei Neis Yardu Ba'ovim. If it came down Al Yedei Neis, Tzitz says, Ki Hanu Atamata Deperg Dal Mis. What happened over there? The Gemara says over there, that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat basa. So Gemara says, what do you mean that Adam Rishon was such a madrega before the chayv that the Malachi Asharis used to be tzayla for him basa and he used to eat it? So Gemara says, no, that was meat that came down min hashamayim. Came down min hashamayim. That meat that came down shayim. There's such a thing that comes down min hashamayim. So this also came down chitim. That's Gemara shayla. Okay, it doesn't. It can happen. The Gemara says happened to an Arab. So, is that called? It's not called Eretz Yisrael, but it's not called Chutz La'aretz either. That's Gemara Shah. So, I'll ask, what do you mean? Since when can you go ahead and use these chitim for shtei lechem? Why isn't that called also a problem of being nana for Mais Nisim, Mashki Sol, whatever it is? It's the Shah to have. Let's see the next Gemara. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The Gemara learns out the psukim that Beis Hamikdash is called Beis Yar Alavonim. Lemu Chamal Yam Elavlev, just like a Yar. Sprouts, it grows things off base mikdash lava. Damar Boisha, Bishosha Bana Shlema base on mikdash, Natalba, Kol Mine Magodim Shal Zav. He put in all kinds of sweet things of Zav, Oyam at sea in Paris Bismanan, the Kivan Sharuach Minashevis Ben, when the Hayu Nation Paris, same these gold Paris used to come down. The Gemara brings Psukafen, and the Kohanim used to have Parnasa from it. Our Samach even asks, why isn't it called Me'ila? Why isn't it called Me'ila? So he says, there's no Din Me'ila on things that are Benes. It's not. It doesn't have the same halach. It brings a redak that there's no meiser on something that comes down in the shemayim. There's no din meiser on it. The kivin shenichlus of goyim lehechli yavoshi. Gemara brings a pasuk, and Gemara says amir tzeshem. The Gemara brings psukim that will have it again. So again, the achrayim ask, since when are you? What do you mean the kahanim want to spare us from these things? It's meiser nisim. Trees don't grow gold apples. How's it shaykh?
Why don't we ask from the month?
What?
It asks us as well from the month.
On the
month. Oh.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Why don't you ask how they're allowed to be nana from the mun? Ask how they're allowed to what?
They're my mosque, same thing.
Well, yeah, the mun, right? Zicha. Huh? I can't hear. Yeah, okay, but the mun is good. That's what it means. The mun v'chul. So what? It's a good question. That's what I questioned too. Let's see first vayta. We'll see now. So. Let's take a look at Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in two places. Birkas HaMazon, Birkas HaMazon, and Hilchas Chanukah, which is 13, 11 and 13. First we'll do 11 and then 13, then back to 12. Im lo hiski b'bayin yishan machas b'am machzid, haga, oymi ma'al nisim b'chanukah purim, koydim v'ala koyl. Right, that's the thing we say, as a shayla, we say ala nisim in our benching. V'lo amroi, ein machzirnas. You don't go back for Ala Nisim. Right? You don't go back for Ala Nisim. You got a whole mach shaila of Magen Avram with Yom Shoshleima. If Purim you have to eat bread, why don't you go back? You mechuyev to eat. But whatever it is, you don't go back. Mekom makom yochal oimer tuch shar rachman. V'yoyma. When he says Rachamim, he should say Rachamim Yasalon Yasalon Nisan Kemoisha Asa Bayamim Ahem Rachinog. And look at 13. Kol Shemayin Simei Chanukah Emal Nisan Bikas Amazim Bikas Arts Ubetfila Bikas Moedim V'Lomar Ein Machzir Noisa. Even in davening, Mi Nisko Baisa Bracha Kolz Ma Shiriske Shem Fil Nisko Ben Ezra Mechayzer Hagazok Torma Yei Shemir. Kshashachach al nisim bebikas amazim. He forgets al nisim bebikas amazim. Kshemagiel arachamon, yoyma arachamon yasal al nisim veneflos, kshem shasisal avesenu biyamim ahem bezman hazeh, bimei matisyo. It's interesting, in Hilchas Megillah, Ramah doesn't repeat it. It repeats it dafka in Hilchas, even lengthy in Hilchas Chanukah. So in Shari Tshuva, if you look at 12, so Shari Tshuva is an enikah of the Bechor Shor. Ein Masha Kosav, Bechor Shor, the Afghan, the Muchuk Bebrochus, Shainless Fowl, Shasal Mace, the Gemara's over there, not allowed to be Spalf and Mace Nisan, right? This week's, last week's Parsha, with to be Mahapach the Vlad, right? Some Herdika, the Mashosa Penech Rosa, that the babies changed in the mother's womb. It didn't come from a Zochat in the cave, it changed in the womb. Bekom Makam Kivin Shaimer, Yasel, so that's his question. That's his question. How could you say Rachum and Yasel Anisim? Now, interesting though, that the real Makar of the Allah, the Rishayim say, is in Hilchas Chanukah. The Ramah, I think, brings it even to Purim, because in Kuf Pei Zayin, he says, it's Mashi's going on everything. B'Chanukah Purim. In Chanukah, there's a shtickle tzad to say, I don't know if it's Jewish, but it makes sense. The Gemara says in Brachas, Deiris HaRishayinim, right? Why were they Zeuchet to Nisim? Right? We're not Zeuchet to Nisim. Right? That's the Gemara's guy. The Gemara says, if it's learning, they learned only three star, and we learned even Uktzin. And the Gemara goes through a whole thing. And we try to get out of mitzvahs, and they don't. What is it that, so Gemara says, the Masrayu Nafshayu Akdushas Hashem. That's why Nisim used to happen to them. That's what Gemara says. Or since they went ahead and they were Moisa Nefesh, which is an Indian going against the Teva, the Bein Shem broke the Teva for them. That's the Poshim Shah. Right? Since they went against the Teva of a person is not to give up his life, not to be Moisa Nefesh, not to do things that are very difficult. Like Gemara gives over there examples that they took, you know, the Al-Sniyas or whatever. So too, the Bein Shem does Nisim. So Chanukah is Avadat Zman of Mesiris Nefesh. That's where Klal Yisrael was Moisa Nefesh, Bach, the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. So it has a shaykhus to Nisim more than other times. In fact, the Bein Shem did a Nes, but over here it was the Nes happened because we were Masraya Nafshaya Kedusha Shashem. But upon that's the Bechor Shor's Kasha. So the Shai Tshuva brings the Bechor Shor, Bekitza. In Bechor Shor itself, Kosov Ba'ago, Im Shochach Bechanukah Leimal Anisim, Bebikas Yomer Rachman Yasal Nisim. Yeah, the Koshi Vaday, you see the Gemara says, Ein l'spal l'shirasa neis, the Gemara in Brochas, at the end of Brochas, v'afkal l'niska behedra shulchan aruch, b'kom makram, it says it's a tefilas shav, b'kom makram, stomach kibrush l'achim in the Gemara, masninit, da mispal l'hi rotsin shetelet ishti zachar, harezah shtefilas shav, v'lo mahani rachmir, lo tei rachal achoysi, k'echem eshwar, give me the whole Gemara there, v'efshel l'chalik, like the Meshi was saying, the vada yochid lo yispalo anes. The man yema de chazi laze. Avol im yispalo shil rabim yasa nisim. Kenusuch arachaman yasa lonsum nisim shape dami. Vechen kol nuschos shebe piyutim. Sheniska shem yispalo anes beloshim rabim. Oymim al nisim. De la osid kemosh kosov. Ki meit seischa me eretz mitzrayim erena niflos. Right? That's what he asked for it. He says, ulechen bi rotzen shoymim achen nesiyas kapayim. Menuscha Arizal, lo yaymar, I guess there was such a nusach, v'taseli niflaos v'nisim, rak yaymar, I'm sorry, lost the place, lo yaymar, rak yaymar v'taselanu, that's what he says. He says that the chilek is, that tzchus rabim is, so the in the back of the Shas, in Tainus, in two places, in the Gemara Menachos and in the Gemara in Tainus, the mitzvah eisen, dafka yochid, the menakin loy, avo betzibur, ein menakin. He brings a sefer mitzudas David. I'm not sure, it could be, it's a radvaz, there's a sefer, I'm not sure, which Mitzvah is David is referring to. He's not referring to one on the Chumash, on a Nach, who say, Shapid Allahana. See, Tainas, that you're allowed to go ahead and be Nena, it's like you were saying, the Schus Rabbim. Schus Rabbim, then it's not Menachas. So all the Gemaras he says, I'll talk about in the Yonah Schus Rabbim. And the Chedah throwing a Tzushtel, this Bchor Shor. I'm a Mari Barada Bashmul. Anahu Ke'imna Gudud of Nar Papa. I was standing on the shore of Nar Papa, it's a name. Chazil Malachi, I saw Malachim. The Idmula Malcha, they look like Malachim, sailors. The Kamaisi Chala, Umalina La Arba, they were bringing chol, they were bringing sand in. Umalina La Arba, Vahavikimcha the Smidi. They brought it into the boat and it became into flour and they were giving it out. Asa Kula Mizman, everybody bought it, or it's vice versa, there was a shortage. Amalahu, I told Mahala Sizman, don't buy, Maisa Nisimu. So look at the Rashi's Lashon, the reveal. Kama de efsh, ubama de efsh, I'm sorry. Ubama de efsh, l'sarachek meser, yoysa toiv v'nochon. Over here, Rashi used that also lahana. So Rashi number three, also l'adam lahana is b'maisa nisim. But over here, Rashi used the lesson, yoysa toiv v'nochon. He says, because over here, in the first case, that was a yachid. A yachid is menachon l'mischiyosim. But Sibur, as he says, is Yaisa Tav Menachem, you can't ask it. So he says, Mimela, all the Gemaras in Menachas, and that Gemara there, he also says, there's a Shtigam more Riches. Here. The Sefer Minchas Koyin he brings, I'm not sure which Minchas Koyin he's referring to. The Sefer Minchas Koyin. There's a sefer Minchas Koyin on Zmanim, but I don't know how this Gemara will come in there. Hiksha, the imken yufsalu leminochis, the kaimalon the beinin karbim memashki soam and amuta yisrael, umaisa nisim loavi minamuta, the isa betainis shaasar lanas beyasavasi. He brings a kiyetsav as a kosev of sapirshan on Medjrab, a maisa nisim possum is beyah, right? Vali nira the isa zain el midas chasidis alom in a din. So as he says, he brings this Gemara over there, and that's what he wants. And then he says that's by Rabbim, that's by Yachid, and it's Mechalik. The only thing is, it's not so posh, all these things that he's saying, what you're saying, Rabbim. For one Gemara, that you can ask. So, I mean, your kasha for Mon would also be. I didn't print it because I didn't see anybody on the computer that.
What about the Gemara with the leg of the stool?
From Rabbi Elazar, yeah. And he took it back. He said to take it back.
What?
Yeah, but he said take it back. He did, I don't know, it says to take it back. I don't know. But look at the Allah in 14. Rav Chanina, Rav Ashai, Rav Yasve, they used to sit cold minds in the shop, so, Va'aski b'sefer yitzir. Rav Yasve b'sefer yitzir, right? A sefer that Avraham Avinu wrote, and the sefer over there talks about how the Baruch Hu created the world, and we know there's such a thing as making a person or an animal from Sefer Yetzirah, right? Sefer Yetzirah, like you do with that Chaim Tzvi has a shaila, Chaim Tzvi has a shaila where he said that if you create a Adam from Sefer Yetzirah, Kemoshe Asa Adoni Aviskeni brings his great grandfather. Rab Adam something or other, which is interesting, and it's not a common name. Nowadays it is Adam, but those days it was not a common name. He says that he created a Adam with Sefer Tzvi. You want to know if he can mitzaref him to a minion. That's his Shiloh. Can you use him for a minion? Or else can you use a goylem for a minion? Right? That's the Shiloh. He says over there an interesting svar. He says, Kol ha-megadol yosem bebeisai is kilo yalad. I'm not sure exactly what you need that for. He says, Kilo Yalada, but he says he has that Shaila there. So they were Isaac and Sefi Yetzirah.
Because maybe he was a guy.
Huh?
Maybe he was a guy. So he's saying he lived Besai, so at least.
He would
be considered a Yid.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying that he. What the Shaila of what?
The Shaila was the girl could be a guy. It's a Yid. So he's saying he lived Besai, and that's why he would be able to be with staff to the minion, because he's.
Kilo Yalado, it doesn't make him Jewish. You Megadol Yosem Goy, I guess. Okay, maybe. But anyway, Umivra, they used to create Igla Tilsa Va'achlele. Pashas is Masha, they needed food for Shabbos. So they were created, it was a, was for an individual. Unless you tell me something with a Sefer Yetzirah has different halachas. Yeah, so a Sefer Yetzirah. What? It's not a nace. It's a, if you know how to do, Yedeya Haya. Well, that's what I was thinking. Yedeya Haya Betzalel Letzaref Oisir Shabbataira, in order to go ahead and create. So meaning that's not called the Derech Nace. If you that the pshat is that it's a Kiviyachal Chachma the Bein Shem that he gave over through Adam through Avram Avinu. You just have to know how to read this, learn the Sefer and understand it. Could be. Could be that's not called Meisenism. That's what I was thinking. That technically, that's not called Meisenism. That could be correct. In other words, over here, Zicha Yachid. It's known that I forgot who says it, maybe the Malbim says in Chumash, that when Avram Avinu gave to the Malachim, right, so it says over there that he gave them Basa and Cholavar. Can he do it? It's Asabana. So he says that Be'yamar Lasois Oisai, El Abaka Ratz Avram Yikach. Ben Bakarach for Toiv Eitan Al Navi Yamar Lasa Saisa. So I think the Malbim learns Yamar Lasa Saisa. He created it. He made it with Sefer Yetzirah. Avraham Avinu created, wrote Sefer Yetzirah. He knew Sefer Yetzirah. So Yamar Lasa Saisa. He taught him how to create, and that didn't have a din of fleishik. That's what he says. That's what it. So it's Mashu over there that has different dinim if you do it Sefer Yetzirah. Could be. Could be that Sefer Yetzirah is a different thing. Okay. Bakuponim lagabe lagabe Chanukah. Right, this parshah, that's what he says. But then inside the parshah, he says another chilek also. The parshah on Racham and Yassel on Nisan, he says like this. He says, Oy yesh l'chalik bein Nisan shel teva oylem. Shemilchamas v'chashman masha shayin Nisan derech teva oylem. Masha enken lahachlif nekev. No, it's rabin b'yad ma'atam is not something that can happen. You see a lot of times, we see Baruch Hashem even Zmanenu, things that I don't know if people call them miracles, but zich we see that we would call them nisim. Bederech Hateva, this happens, that happens. Somebody was telling me, I don't know if it was that the Israeli soldiers were about to go into a house and they saw a dove flying. Do you know about this? Is that true? Anybody hear about this? No. They saw a dove flying above them. They saw all of a sudden the dove landed on this rope, a string, they would wonder, and then they realized they didn't go into the house. It was booby trapped, and the whole house. You heard about this? And as Isaiah, so that's what I heard. And you know, that's nisim b'derech hateva v'shteitzach. Mashainke lahachluf nekeva shetaz zachu neis shlok b'derech minig teva oilam klal. Ukiyetsim b'zehu tefilas shab. B'tzach lazar shelo yisbal shiasal nes ayoytsim b'teva oilam. Right? That you can't do. It goes into how certain tzaddikim come that Gemara says v'tigzor ema v'yakum loy, that he said that he's able to be geyser and tzad geyser kodesh baruch hu mekayim. No, the Chafetz Chaim's word. I think the Rav Chanan said they once said to Chafetz Chaim, did you see tzad geyser kodesh baruch hu mekayim by the Chafetz Chaim? Did you see that the Chafetz Chaim used to do things and the Bein Shem was mekayim it? Did you see nisim? He said he saw something even better. He saw Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyzev at Tzadik Mekayim. That's even a bigger midrash. Chafetz Chaim was Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyzev at Tzadik Mekayim. It's known, the Chafetz Chaim, whenever he said he was a balabas. He's a balabas. He keeps the Shulchan Aruch. He said, I'm Naftali Trop. I meet a fella, he introduced me to a fella, and he tells me he's not Naftali Trop's Einikel, right? So he says, yeah, this is my son, Naftali Tzvi. So I said, Naftali Tzvi? I said, well, his name was not Naftali Tzvi. He says, sure. So I said, are you sure? So the guy got very nervous. I said, I read about Naftali Tzvi, everything. He says, I think I got to better check this out, you know. So I asked people, everybody, tell me, Chami, you know, what was the Naftali Tzvi's name? Naftali Tzvi, man. So in the Akdama, the new Naftali, they reprinted, or, you know, that new one, the Rice, the prince, Naftali. And then they show Ksav Yad of a letter of his, and he saw it's Naftali Tzvi. His name was Naftali Tzvi Trop. So one time, he was Rosh Ivan Radin. So one time, they ask him a shaila. So he went to the Chafetz Chaim. The Bachum asked the shaila, so he went to the Baal, to the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim refused to pass. He says he's a balabas. He's not a Rosh Hashiva. So he says, yeah, you're a balabas of a Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas. Yeah, balabas. So he refused. So Chafetz Chaim says, okay, I'm going to have to look in the Mishnah Brura to know how to pass it.